My name is Doug McCaleb. I'm the Chief Agriculture Negotiator at the U.S. Trade Representative's Office in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Julie Adams, Vice President, Global Technical and Regulatory Affairs at the Almond Board of California.
Excellent. That looks great. We are live and recording. And Julie, I'm going to turn it over to you and let you kind of lead the conversation and excited to just listen in.
Well, we are all very excited that this year Ambassador McCaleb from USTR was able to join us here in California for the Almond Conference, which is the only gathering of the entire almond industry that's held. So this is really great to have you out here.
Thank you, Julie. And I'm really excited to be part of this conference. Almonds do so much to contribute to the health and the wealth of the United States. It's an honor for me as the Chief Agriculture Negotiator to represent almonds and other commodities globally in marketing and trade deals. And it's just great to be here and to visit with the growers and be part of this conference.
Well, and so much of what we do in almonds is export-based. I mean, we're 70% export. So we're shipping to over 100 countries, so we're certainly diversified in our interests. But for us, making sure that we get credit for what we do and all of the activities we have in place really help keep the industry moving forward is an area that we're focused on.
Yeah, that's so true. So if you look overall at the agriculture export picture, we have set records nationally for the last 3 years in terms of agricultural exports. But I think a major focus for the Biden-Harris administration is to ensure that everyone is benefiting from agricultural trade. And so we have placed a large priority and focus on specialty crops, certainly tree nuts, and trying to ensure that we're opening new markets around the globe and where we can reduce tariffs or to get an equitable playing field for commodities like almonds, because it's so important that we set up a situation where growers can be successful and that we're able to capitalize on consumer demand around the globe.
One of the things that we often discuss in the almond industry is producing in California means you're probably meeting standards that are stricter than any that you would see virtually any place else in the world. But it feels as though sometimes we're not getting credit or recognition for those requirements, and we're being asked to comply with standards which just seem to add more cost and burden to the industry. Is that something you see we could really start to see some benefits from?
Yeah. As I engage in international trade discussions around the globe, you know, it's clear that the consumers know about the quality of U.S. almonds. They know about the high reliability and the consistency. But in many cases, there can be a government that is putting barriers in place based upon what they feel are justified regulatory requirements. What I don't think those governments always understand is that, especially for growers in a place like California, the level of stewardship for soil and water quality, wildlife habitat, air quality, all the plethora of regulations that farmers in California grow under means that there is a high level of stewardship already being practiced and already being invested into that crop of almonds. So part of what we are doing at USTR is to make sure that we are an advocate, a voice, that we are ensuring to defend and to help take credit for all of those investments and the level of stewardship that California growers are putting into those products.
Well, that's certainly an area that we want to cooperate and collaborate. I would say from the Almond Board perspective and as an industry, we're investing in a lot of research. We're investing in programs not only to help growers, but to help them tell the story of what they're doing. So anything that I would say we could do to ensure that you're getting that information to help engage in the discussions you're engaging in would certainly be good for us to know, because we want to be sure that you're armed with the facts that are going to represent the industry.
Oh, thank you, Julie. We have really appreciated the partnership with you all. The information that we get from the board and from the growers is incredibly valuable to the trade negotiations that we do. And so keeping that coming will certainly be very important in the future. Likewise, the administration has placed resources and an emphasis on helping with export promotion. And so recently, the administration announced $1.2 billion to help on export promotion and to place a special emphasis on specialty crops like tree nuts, and to place an emphasis on developing markets in new areas around the globe. So we certainly appreciate the partnership and want to do our part to help leverage and to help resource the market development that needs to happen globally.
Well, we've already seen a lot of the benefits of the work you've been doing lately with some of the retaliatory tariffs in India coming off. I would say going forward, continuing to engage in Europe and also in China with seeing ways we can keep product moving is really going to be essential. Any new markets or areas you think we should be looking at or opportunities that you would recommend we pursue?
Yeah. So, Julie, you mentioned some of the progress that's been made this year. We were very pleased to see tariffs reduced on several tree nut types in India. We're certainly going to continue to put an emphasis in that part of the globe and putting additional resources into trade discussions there. The administration is placing a lot of emphasis and work throughout Southeast Asia. There are tremendous market potential in Southeast Asia with a growing middle class, many consumers who are interested in the kinds of products that we grow here, including California almonds. So there's tremendous potential there. Generally, there's a lot of work that will be going into Africa over the course of the next year, a lot of countries there that are a very good fit for us on farm products. But rest assured, USTR is all around the globe in every continent, and will continue to be in the corner of California almonds to help push for an equitable trading atmosphere and open as many markets as we can.
Well, that's certainly good news, and it's an area we'll happily be working with you on. From our perspective, we want to look at growing demand around the world, and that means finding a way to keep it profitable, not only for our own growers, but to ensure the economic development of communities and keeping that demand with our customers growing. So anything we can do to work together, I see this as a great partnership.
We see it as a great partnership as well, Julie, and just appreciate all that the Almond Board of California does. It's really impressive work that again, the results are things that we can take to trading partners in negotiations around the globe and to help advance our objectives.
You know, growers are really facing some strong economic headwinds right now, and cost of production is really high. What are some of the opportunities you see coming about that might help growers in that sense?
Yeah, as chief agriculture negotiator, we certainly push for market access in other countries, and we push for, you know, favorable trading conditions. But we also work on products that are coming into the U.S., including inputs that farmers use for their production. So producers may not be aware that earlier last month, the administration announced the reduction of the duty on phosphorus fertilizer coming out of Morocco. This was a really substantial reduction. The duty had been near 19%. It's now down to 2%. In addition, USDA has placed about $900 million into domestic fertilizer production and fertilizer resource development. So again, we recognize that we can push for new market export opportunities for U.S. farmers, but at the end of the day, the farmer also has to pay the bills, and that needs to be a positive ledger sheet. So the administration is absolutely looking at all angles possible to make sure that at the end of the day, farmers are able to be sustainable and to be able to remain in positive economic conditions. So just appreciate being here at the conference, and it's really an excellent opportunity for us, and just appreciate the chance to visit with you.
Well, thank you again, Ambassador McCaleb. This is terrific.